Smart Sister, and this is the Smart Sister Show. And I am going to talk about today, all buildings matter. Now, we know that trended on Twitter a few days back for the 9/11 commemoration, and people went ballistic. I didn't. It's kind of like the day I will never forget 9/11. I had just broken my ankle. I was sitting up, people frantic, calling on the phone, whatever. I was calm as hell. Because, first of all, y'all got to understand, a lot of black people are not so invested that we get upset easily over anything. When it's happening to us, when it's happening to other people, whatever. 9/11... though I respect, the families that lost loved ones that day. But my thing with all of it, and the fact that I wasn't outraged by all buildings matter, because y'all get the point of what that was. The fact of the matter that the United States lost 3,000 people that day. How many people have we killed? And I don't mean we. Well, let me rephrase that, because I ain't a part of that bull. How many people have the United States government killed? Okay, not only us as black people here in this country, but people all over the world. So all of y'all getting all up in your feelings when people said all buildings matter, then now you know what that shit feels like. Okay, and that's why you cannot come back, clap back with no bullshit when you are saying all lives matter, because basically you don't believe that, and you feel that white folks are being left out or black people are trying to get something, and it's not. The saying came from this brother comedian Michael Che back in 2016. He said the shit. Okay, and so basically his whole thing was, look at what black people have had to fight for. We didn't even ask for equal rights. Like he said, we were just asking for civil rights, and y'all couldn't turn the water hoses and the dogs off for that. And so that's why I do not get all twisted and all up in my feelings about some BS like that saying. Because to me, it makes a good point. And for all of y'all that want to go all in on it, then let's just take a look. Let's just take a look. How many people, innocent Iraqis? People from Iran, Afghanistan, you know, we got movies about snipers trying to glorify them. And you see what happened to him. God don't like ugly. You reaps what you sow. You don't give a shit about a little brown Palestinian child getting blown up by a country, land that was taken from them. And so Lamont Hill, remember when you forgot you was black for a minute and spoke up and spoke out against Israel, and what happened to your black ass? See, my thing is, you've got to understand the system that you're living in, black people. Let's go and break this bullshit down. Okay? You sitting up here, keep trying to be a part of something that does not want you. It's just like getting, you keep trying to cry and go back to your ex. When they don't want you, they don't want you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Okay? And that's what's wrong with us. Some of us, a lot of us, a majority of us, cannot let white people go. We don't want to be independent of them. We don't want to not. We want to just, oh, we keep begging them and please include me and please take me back. X, please. I mean, I'll do whatever you want. It's just, you got to take me back. That's how we act. They don't want you. Never have. We still 3/5 of a man, aren't we, on the books? Then why they always got to come up with a law or something separate? If we're considered human and if we're considered really a part of this bitch, then why you got to have all these laws and stuff to try to add you to it? Because they don't consider you human and a part of this shit. Okay, because if they did, you don't have to need all the damn amendments and all that shit. Get rid of it. Aren't you American now? What do you need the shit for? Okay, because in their mind, you still three-fifths. Okay, in their mind, that's why your vote don't mean shit and it's suppressed as much as possible. Okay, that is the country that you live in. You live in a racist, capitalist country that is run by white supremacy. And if you think white supremacy, they will do whatever it fucking takes to keep their power and to keep their money. Period. All due respect, that's how it goes, by any means necessary. If they gotta kill some of their own so they can go on, have a reason to go to war and make some more damn money. What you think? It's some things that's just common damn sense. Okay? You can look at them buildings in 9/11. Don't no motherfucking building hit from the side gonna fall straight down. Now, you know, maybe it's me. That was a controlled demolition. I've looked at shit from engineers from all over the world talking about that shit. And then how did the building behind it fall perfectly straight down? And you say, oh, you just into that conspiracy shit. No, that's just basic science. You can look at that and see what was going on. That's crazy if you can't see that. Don't nothing you hit like this gonna fall like this. Are you kidding? And all that steel and all, come on, people. When JFK got shot, okay, we're saying he was shot from the book depository behind him. Then why didn't his fucking forehead blow off? Basic physics to me. You get hit right here, boom, the bullet comes out this way, so your forehead would have blew off. No, what happened? The back of his head blew off. Wow, that must mean he was shot from the front, you think? But Americans, people will argue your ass down about 9/11, will argue your ass down about JFK. Conspiracy. To me, those are two simple examples of fucking physics that any sixth grader could figure out. See, they got to keep the facade going. They gotta keep you believing in some bullshit so they can keep controlling you and making you do whatever you want to do. And that includes this damn election. Do you really think, let's just be honest, do you really think the powers that be give a shit about either candidate, either person? Does it matter if Trump stays in? No. He gave the biggest tax cut ever. He hasn't gotten in a war yet, so they're probably a little pissed about that. You know, he needs to go out to Iran or somewhere and start some wars or whatever so they can start making some more money. We need wars to make money. So they probably pissed at him for that. Okay, Biden. Wall Street Journal has a article where Wall Street is delighted with him and Miss Harris. Oh, wow. So the money people love them. They love both of them. So do you really think they give a fuck? Do you really think they give a shit about you and your issues and what you want and what you need? No, they do not. And neither do the politicians that's in the shit. Do you really think most of these politicians give a fuck? No, they do not. The only way you can press them to do what you want is have the money to buy them and make them do it. That's the game. As I said in a previous video, poor people vote, rich people lobby, baby. Okay, if you really believe in this shit, you really need to wake up and figure it out. Because ain't nothing changed in all these years, and especially with black folks trying to vote. Now, am I telling you not to vote? No. Am I trying to shame you into who to vote for? No. But the bottom line is, if you're going to bring our ancestors into it, then they were voting to give you the choice to vote and do whatever you want. They didn't vote and die. I mean, they didn't die for you to be a Democrat. Are you kidding? They didn't. And then all y'all need to grow that are Republicans. The fact that you can just look over any racist shit they say and do because you believe in what you believe. You know, you're conservative. That's fine. But some part of that ought to make you feel some kind of way when they're talking about your own people. And the same thing for Democrats. You ain't got shit. You done gave all your love and support hook, line, and sinker for decades. And you didn't get shit either. So that part of what Republican conservatives say I can get with. You know, but then you suck up and believe whatever is whatever too. No matter what, no matter either side, no matter what somebody says, can't nobody change you. And that's fine. But my question to you is, what the hell are you getting out of it? What are your people getting out of it? We still at the bottom. Can't you see the entire system? It's about money. It's about the people that run shit. And all this Pollyanna crap where we're trying to be so patriotic and so, oh, you're not a patriot for you to be able to say all buildings matter. What the hell? I can say this shit with no problem because basically you ain't even looked at, one, all of us that you've killed. Nobody gets upset when we kill. Why can't people get just as upset and up in arms when innocent black people are killed by the police as they do when the police get killed? Out here in L.A. in Compton, two cops got shot. Oh, my God. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. Lord, they're going to tear up every damn thing. And every Negro that can squeal will, because they didn't put up $200,000 to try to find out who did it. And even the damn deputy sheriff out here going to ask LeBron to put up some money because he didn't talk shit about police. What? Oh, but when you shoot us and kill us, or what? Well, you probably deserved it. Don't nobody give a fuck. Okay? I'm from St. Louis originally. Two black cops got shot by a skinhead. Have you heard about it on the news? I'll wait. The one brother who was a friend of mine, he got shot in the head by this damn skinhead and died. Is there any outrage and, oh my God, it's the end of the world for that? Two black cops? Hell no. You didn't even hear. And why? Because who shot them? A skinhead, a white person. You already know. Anytime there's somebody white doing shit, when you don't hear shit, you know they white. Because white supremacy is not going to fuck its image up and show you when they're doing some terrorist bullshit. They want to say Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization and this and that, but we won't even talk about the KKK has been a fucking terrorist organization forever. Are they considered that way? No. As a matter of fact, these damn police up in Kenosha welcomed them because half of them is in the damn Klan. They busted a damn gang out here among police where they had tats and everything. So what part of stupid can you be if you don't believe how corrupt this bullshit is? That's what it is. Okay? And so, but when we die, it's no problem. Even if you're a cop. So all y'all black damn police need to understand they don't give a fuck about you either. And out here, each racial group got their police union. Black people got theirs, Latinos got theirs, the white folks got theirs. So if we all won, kumbaya, why is it like that? Because white supremacy has to protect itself no matter what and no matter who. And they will kill any damn body. So maybe if you would understand that, maybe if you could see how serious this bullshit really is, you would understand the best bet we got if we stay in this bitch is to get our own shit. Every city, like every city has a Chinatown and a Koreatown or what. Well, why can't we have Al-Kebulon? That's the name of Africa that we gave it, not after what some white man said. Okay, so Al-Kebulon is our name. We need an Al-Kebulon in every major city. Get together, buy some fucking land, put us some stores and whatever. So when your ass drive through like you do when you drive through Koreatown or Chinatown, you think you in Korea and you think you in China. Well, hey, how about us? We could have some red, black, and green, every damn thing. Africa's hanging everywhere. Statues to the people that we admire. Get your own shit. That's the best you can do staying in this racist ass place. That's what you need to be worrying about. You sitting up here worrying about politics, oh my God, and Trump. And the powers that be don't give a fuck. And because ain't neither one of them gonna do shit for you. What have they done for black folks already? I'll wait. They don't give a fuck about killing you. They don't give a fuck about what happens to you. And too many of us don't either. We rather run up behind white folks than take on the responsibility of building our own shit. And my time, like I said, it's time to separate from you damn wannabe ass need to grows. Done with you. So go ahead and vote, go ahead and do whatever, go ahead and keep dragging Ice Cube and Killer Mike, dragging me, dragging everybody. And like I said, I don't use the word Tom anymore, because when I really look at the story, Uncle Tom gave his life to not snitch. So that's doing him a disservice to call somebody a Tom. I call you a coon. That's my word of choice at this point. So all you coons, keep cooning. Keep being you so we can identify who you are. Stay your ass over where you belong and leave us the fuck alone as we build our own shit. And don't be bringing you and your white ass friends up in the middle of our shit, trying to eat our food, listen to some music, whatever. It's nice to be, you know, multicultural and have everyone come together. I'm not interested in that. We do that too damn much. Because that was the problem with the civil rights movement. We should be fighting for human rights that you already have instead of asking a motherfucker for something. Okay? So understand the system. Understand what this political shit means. Politicians are, there are no permanent friends, no permanent enemies, just permanent interests. That's how it goes. So you need to understand shit for what it is and understand that whoever the fuck wins in November, it doesn't matter shit for you until we get together and do something, because that's why we get no respect. We forgive everybody, we praying, we don't do shit when something happens to us. So I'm sorry, but if these little brothers are getting ready to start shooting these police, then, oh well, you created the shit because you won't do what's right. And you keep passing over people. So that's all I got to say today. Get it together. All buildings matter. Understand what the fuck that was meant to say and what it means that you don't give a fuck about black people. Okay? So y'all, I will see you the next time. And, you know, just love yourself, people. We got to love ourselves. We've got to unite. We've got to build. We have to build our own nation to get a living and to give ourselves what we deserve and make a better world for our children. See you next time.
Get in on the excitement of playing Math Maze. Math Maze is a fun new card game for the whole family. It's fun, 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 fun for everyone. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Get Math Maze at mathmaze.us. You'll have more fun than you could ever imagine, and the kids might learn something. Math Maze, the new game craze. Order yours today. Call 310-697-3177 or go to mathmaze.us. Do it now. mathmaze.us.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.